Greetings to each one in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is another beautiful day that the Lord has given us. This is Levi Salsus, and I haven't had a theme this week, just a few points that were on my heart about God's grace, about His mercy, about faith. And a few times in the book of Psalms. Today I'd like to look at Isaiah 55. As I was just pondering about the Lord and His ways, how His ways are so much higher than ours, I had to think of the... it was an accident out in the state of Colorado. It was a family on the way to church, and they crossed the railroad track. It was a place that there was no warning signs that there is no blinking lights to warn them that the train was coming. It was a place that was a little difficult to see an oncoming train. Well, they ended up pulling out onto the track, and the train came, and it killed the mother, the father, and three children, and left one five-year-old child as a survivor. And as we think about that, there's just no way we can wrap our mind around it and say God is good. But we need to come back to the Word. In times like that, we need to come back to His Word and realize that God is good, that God's plans are higher than ours. You know, when we think about that little five-year-old that was left behind, there's just, my heart just bleeds out for her. I just cannot see, can I say, God's goodness in this. But again, I had to come back to the Word and say, you know what, God is in this. God's hand is in this, and God has a plan for all of this. And I had to think of here in Isaiah, I'll start at verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy unto him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts and your thoughts. You know, I don't think there is a man, even the scientists today, as modern technology as they have, they are still discovering new planets, out in the space, out in orbit. And I believe that's what it means. The heavens in this situation would be the sky that we can see. It's not talking about the heaven where God lives. But it says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth. You know, I don't think a man has yet discovered how high those heavens go, how high that sky is, how vast it is. And I don't think it ever will be discovered on this earth. And that's how it is with God. I don't think we will ever discover how His ways, how much higher His ways. It cannot be measured how much higher God's ways are than our ways. Whereas the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You know, we just have to, after a situation like that accident out in Colorado, we just have to realize, Lord, you have a plan here. Lord, your ways are so much higher than ours. Just give us the grace to walk through the grief. Give the family the grace, their extended family. Give them the grace to not get bitter, but to just trust you. It's just an encouragement to you today that whatever may happen, whatever situation we're walking through. You know, God's thoughts are so much further than ours. They're so much beyond ours. We are just the vessel that is here to glorify and praise Him. And let's not forget that. In whatever situation you face, let's not forget that we are here to just praise Him, to worship Him, and be a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ.